A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction. And those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. The narrow gate, the wide gate, what do these mean? What are the interpretations to what Jesus says into this gospel? The first reading gives us a very beautiful imagery and an example of how to confront the wide gate of the world's intimidation. The wide gate. King Sennacherib sent a threatening letter to King Hezekiah. That was intimidating. The Assyrian army was huge, was big. A force to reckon with. Hezekiah had no chance. What did he do? He took the letter to the temple and spread it before the Lord. He spread the letter before the Lord, said, "Here I am. What do you want me to do?" He did not take the wide road of retaliation, of arrogance, of wanting to go fight back. He went to the Lord first. He didn't take the wide road. That is the wide road. Revenge, retaliation, let's fight. When family pressures, when peer pressure, when difficulties come our way, do we take the narrow road or the wide road? The narrow road is going back to the Lord. The wide road is taking the moral shortcuts. Jesus says, "Do to others what you want them to do to you." That is the narrow road, the golden rule. Do to others what you'd want them to do to you. It requires intentionality. It requires you taking time to think, to pray, to consult. To consult the Lord, of course, and to consult good counsel from others. It takes no effort to be unforgiven. It takes no effort, no effort. It takes no effort to be dishonest. It takes no effort to want to retaliate. That is the wide road. The narrow road is that daily conscious grace to forgive, that daily conscious grace not to retaliate, that daily conscious grace to look your neighbor who is very, very irritating and just walk away. It takes the narrow road to be loving. That is the narrow road. So today, the temptation is there to be prideful, to take the wide road. When we go to the Lord, the Holy Spirit informs our hearts on how to act, when we take our troubles to the Lord, He illumines our hearts. He gives us, He sheds His light upon us, that we may be able to stand firm in doing the right thing. So let us always choose the narrow road and not the wide road. Amen.